If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year, so let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global, live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Welcome to College Football Eve. Football tomorrow in Dublin, Ireland, and four other games. We've made it to week zero. Well done, everybody. Congratulations. You survived the offseason officially.
Good God.
It's a good feeling. Feels good today.
It does.
Upbeat. Upbeat. We got football tomorrow. Not replays, not highlights, actual
and
broadcasting
in
games.
Real games.
Oh,
look at that shirt Steve has on from his
throwback.
From his
this old thing.
Oh yeah, that's oh yeah. You mean like 2 days
so
old?
So this Roebuck.
Roebuck.
Where can we be finding this? Is this everywhere? Like, if I go to Shields, can I find Roebuck?
I don't know if they
because that's a really
Rudy
good looking
that? Question for Jake.
And you have
I say Rudy. A better question. He's shops.
And you have a contract with them. Yes, that's incredible.
This old shirt.
This whole thing?
Yeah. Well, it's a good-looking shirt.
Fancy.
Yeah.
Pretty
it's
fancy.
It's really just a golf shirt. That's what it is, right?
That's all I own is golf shirts.
It's nothing fancy. Golf shirt.
That's pretty fancy. That's pretty fancy.
It looks good. It really does.
Sean,
I did say to Sean yesterday,
can I go get to the store and get these? And he goes, no.
Yeah, get them online.
Okay. That's when you know you've arrived.
Yeah. That's big
that's
time.
That's when you know you've arrived.
That's big time.
Yes, we.
He had a deal. That's what this is, okay? Sean had a deal through On3, and we had a pass code. What would you call that, Jake? Some kind of code.
Promo code.
Yeah.
You pass punched code. That baby in, didn't you?
Well, he did. Yeah. And so he just said, "Hey, pick three shirts out of this." You know, there's photos of them, and I said, "Bam, bam, bam."
East Lincoln West says Roebuck is about $128 a piece for a polo.
Not these. I mean, these,
oh yeah, they are.
No,
yeah, they are.
$100 for a polo.
I think there are some polos available.
This old thing.
That are that, but not this one. Probably. And we got deal. We got a sweet deal.
Yeah, with the deals less than that. But
probably $30.
It's a nice shirt.
It's a different lifestyle. Good. It's a different lifestyle.
Good. You look good.
It is.
It's nice. It's a change. It's a welcome change. We like it. It stands out.
It's a welcome change.
Well, it stands out
that
in a good
a shot
way.
Right
it's not like it's a clown show, you know.
Right.
Sure, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Four more in the arsenal. Though.
Good. I can't wait to see them.
Can't wait. God. You got six?
We're not going to review the shirt.
Yes, we are.
We will. We will review. No.
You're two for two so far. They're both solid.
No, it'll get old and It will get old,
but we're still going to each one. We will.
But you've got four more. We got four more to address here. Yeah. So
they're
can't
comfortable.
Wait.
I will say that they're comfortable.
Roebuck.
So Jake, don't spoil Jake's thing. He's Eve. It's the eve of
college game day eve. We got five games tomorrow. I'm happy.
And there's real games.
Yes, we get to watch.
I mean, you had an incredible game. Like I said, there's a chance it could be this could be a preview of the Big 12 championship game.
Good God.
I mean, that's the kind of game.
A ranked matchup to start the year.
A ranked matchup from Ireland. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge deal. And then you have, like I said, I think the Fresno, Kansas. I think it's not the same Fresno that what me and Steve grew up with right now. It's a little bit different, but still a good game. And then the Hawaii-Stanford game's interesting.
It's just too early, though.
Yeah. And that thing really just makes me. The game's going to be on in Hawaii like at noon.
It is.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's going to be on like at noon.
Is that? Yeah. It'll be hot.
Yeah. And then they don't play in Aloha Stadium anymore either.
Everything is wrong about this one.
Oh, easy.
Early game, not Aloha Stadium. Yeah, okay, it's football. We're happy to watch football. It's just not what it should be.
One of the things that makes you happy is that when you turn on the game and it's night, and then you turn the game on and it's middle of the afternoon in Hawaii, it's sunny. It's cool to watch that. It's like, okay, this is pretty cool. I like that.
Now, let's not give up on that game, okay?
Well, we're going to watch it. It's just... Bills, it's just the fact it's not at 9 p.m.
Hawaii's favored to win the game.
Whoa.
Hawaii's favored over Stanford. Think about that. Not too long ago, Stanford went to three straight Rose Bowls. Hawaii's favored.
Oh, maybe Hawaii's got a little something. Who's their coach?
That's Timmy Chang.
Timmy Chang's
a former gunslinger over there.
All right. So, yeah, it's all going down tomorrow.
Cannot wait. Had a situation last night.
I
brought it to the chat last night.
Yes.
This goes back to actually yesterday morning, which was from the day before. So this is 2 days of buildup here.
And there's controversy in the neighborhood.
Now, I think I love the fact that all three of us have a neighbor that is known in the show. LaRue for you.
The Pin.
Leo for you and neighbor Jim for me.
And Greg.
And Greg, yes. Here's the situation. Yesterday morning on the show, Sip told me that at the event on Wednesday night, he met neighbor Scott, which I do have a neighbor Scott two houses down. I said, okay, that makes sense. I'm mowing the yard last night, and once again, get stopped mid-mow by neighbor Jim.
Which has been a problem in the past.
Right. I love neighbor Jim. He gave us an old photo one time on the show. It was really cool from like 1930s Nebraska football. Neighbor Jim says, hey, I was at the Husker Online event last night. I said, it was you. You met neighbor Jim.
It wasn't Scott.
You met neighbor Jim.
Wrong.
You met who's the neighborhood Santa. He sharpens all the blades and the mowers at the end of the season, apparently, in the neighborhood.
Everything's okay.
You met neighbor Jim and didn't know it.
Jim.
You said neighbor Scott. I felt bad because I would have said on the show, you met neighbor Jim last night?
Oh, don't feel bad.
He took away a moment from me.
Now, my question is, did Scott just take the compliments and then just kind of... Did Scott reach out and say,
I didn't hear from Scott at all. I didn't see Scott at all in the street. Neighbor Jim stops by, was complimentary of the yard.
Neighbor Jim
said he talked to you. And I understand you talked to a lot of people. You get a pass. You talked to a million people that night. There's a pass. It's just I feel bad that you met one of the three neighbors we talk about in the show, neighbor Jim.
Little guy with a beard.
Smaller guy with a beard. Very nice. Mm-hmm. But he said you were... you were pleasant to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a question for you, Bill, also. Not trying to hijack a segment for anything. He's like, do you remember the steering ball on the steering wheel? He asked.
Yeah, I think we even actually might have at some point in time addressed it. Not as a complete deal.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the ball on was big. And there's also big on farm equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The ball was big on farm equipment. But no, I've been in vehicles, like a pickup, and they had it on there. The 100%. It was incredible.
They're not around anymore.
No, can you imagine having that? That would be talk about better times.
Thank you for bringing up better times.
Thank you, better times.
We can talk more about this.
Yes, we can do a show on that. Yes,
he drove over in a riding mower yesterday. As he was leaving, he said, "Hey,
drove over."
As he's like, "Make sure you ask Bill about the steering ball, the steering wheel," and just sped off. All right, Jim.
Well, let me
ask you, Jim.
Why did he drive over?
He drove over on the street in the mower.
Yeah.
A riding mower. Very nice mower.
That brings it to something good I want to bring up next. But, Jim, is there any way that I can get into the mower blade rotation?
Bring it over.
Could I bring my mower over? And
I'm going to speak for Jim and say you're
in. I'm bringing cash with me. I'm not trying to get something for free.
Bill does not look for free.
He told me he doesn't accept cash for this. He says, I just do it for free. It's what I do. It's a service. He's been retired for many years.
Jim, is there a chance? He brought up the steering wheel
he did.
Knob, which was incredible. I got gas, and I think the town was Euling yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm stopped. I'm getting gas, and the same thing. All of a sudden, I hear this. I'm getting after this. Pull up.
And he does really good.
The sound effects are so good.
Yeah, they really are.
Goes off. I look over. A guy drove his mower to the gas station to fill up. He drove his mower to the gas station to fill up. I looked. I go. I walk around my truck and I look over. I go, wow, that's incredible. The mower is. He drove his mower
next to the tank.
Right next to the
How's
pump.
It going?
What's going on? I'm like, I'm filling up. I go, how's your day? I got some mowing. I gotta get done. Yeah, I feel you. I couldn't imagine driving a mower to Casey's. I couldn't. I mean,
but why not?
But why not? That's the thing. Talk about better times, right. Better life. He lives in a town where driving your mower to the gas station is well thought is not even. And the thing
tell me
is,
you're not jealous.
I'm not jealous. Is at the highest level. The guy looks super nice too. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna fill. Imagine telling my wife, I'm gonna go fill up, and then all of a sudden here's the mower start, and he drives the mower to the gas station.
What are you doing? Go to the gas station, the mower, come on.
Whip down Pioneers on a mower.
No, it'd be
though.
Really hard right now. They'd be not happy. All of a sudden, going down 84th Street like that in a John Deere mower.
It's orange.
Where are you going?
We got to hold up.
No,
lane,
hold
up.
Where
right
are you going?
Lane.
Going to get gas.
What do you think I'm doing?
He pulled up a riding mower. That's so beautiful.
We need to.
You should have asked him how far he came from. Like, how far
was
his house
I was
mowing
so
away?
Just amazed. And I'm thinking, I go, well, I have actually seen this before in small town. That wouldn't be something in Pender that would be.
No.
And if we could always put, the breakers help us so much. Can we please put that out there, that things we're looking for? And one of them would be mowers that drove, people that drove their mower to get gas. Take a photo for us.
Yep.
If you see one.
We need that.
You
the could, text line or Twitter.
Those towns on the way to Philman's, you could see that in Waverly, Greenwood, or Ashland. Yeah.
Think so?
I've seen guys mowing right off the road. And then there's a gas station right there. It wouldn't surprise me.
But that is just, talk about a flex. Big flex. When you drive your mower to the gas station. And then the best part was after he did, he went in and got a soda. He came out.
Now, there's really no reason not to
no,
do
No, came
it.
Out with a big styrofoam soda and got on his mower and drove home.
It seems like a great,
it like a great day. I couldn't imagine that.
That sounds awesome.
And
Euling last night. Wow.
Euling, where is Euling?
Just south of Oakland.
Good
just
God.
South of Oakland.
Northeast Nebraska.
Yeah, between Oakland and Fremont, basically.
Gotcha.
Yes, between Oakland and Fremont.
Shout out to Jody in Oakland.
Hey. All right.
You don't have a riding mower, do you?
No, I have to, I
that
do it
old. Surprises me a little.
I go old school. Oh. And well, I would say this too.
You close?
The ruse when I'll start my mower and I'll just get started and they whip in, they're done.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's how fast it is. I think they got one of the 360 mowers.
Oh,
and that.
Yeah, those things fly. Yeah.
Are you close?
And whoever was mowing the backyard at our other neighbors, I mean, it's mowing and it's going 20 miles an hour.
See.
And I'm out there.
Are you getting straight lines with that?
At that,
I don't know, but they're going.
Does
it matter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. But there could be a time. There could be a time down the road. I kind of use it as a mini fitness.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I don't mind it.
I kind of, to be honest with you, it's kind of relaxing. So it's right at an hour.
The stool was, we're not in alignment on mowing. I hate mowing.
Well, I've loved mowing my whole life.
Right.
I know that.
I talked to Steve last night, and he was staring out the window as his yard was being mowed.
Outside. It was outside. Sophia was mowing and blowing.
And then Greg did what?
Brought me over some Cherry RC. Yeah. I just have people do stuff
for me. The rain. What can you do for me today?
Greg brought over a 24 of Cherry RC. And I haven't had it.
You're going to drink that?
Well, yeah. Slowly. But yeah, I'll drink it.
That's the one.
Sophie did a great job, by the way.
I don't do the cherry Coke or cherry.
No,
I don't like the cherry flavor. But some people love it.
I do.
And those who love it, I'm okay with it.
I mean, cherry Chasta Cola was probably my favorite.
Tell you what, I'll grab maybe twice a year. And when I grab it, I'm excited. Cream soda.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll get a cream soda.
I run hot and cold.
Yeah, but it's twice a year. And when I have one, it's like, what about tomorrow? No, nope. No chance. No chance.
There'll be a
one.
Time.
There'll be a time like that. And it's got to be hot. It's hot. It's not going to.
Not the cherry. Not the pop.
It's got to be hot outside.
No, the hot outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're gonna warm.
Do you have a warm cream soda, ma'am? Is there anywhere you have warm?
I want a warm.
Any of the storage that aren't being refrigerated right now?
I saw someone the other day, and I just looked at him. I think I say this on air. I apologize if I have, but I was like,
what?
I go, this is awesome. just sticking it to the man. They had the large Casey's, like 64 ounce, not the styrofoam. No ice, filled it all the way to the brim. So they were getting so they were getting full soda. They took it all the way to the
No ice. That's pretty cool.
And they had two of them.
That's surprising.
Wait, that two 64 ounces.
He's like going, all right, I'm gonna get what I deserve. I'm getting this all pop. I couldn't
that's
imagine.
A lot.
I was hoping he was headed home because I mean that's
not going home to pour it into something.
I hope
then
you're
put
sharing
ice
with
in.
Somebody. It's not for one person.
And anytime
be concerning.
Though, anytime you take fountain soda and then you don't drink it immediately. It's not good. It's not good. But I go, so I always go with the, what is the largest one? Is the 40, the largest one. They're huge.
I think it's 64.
64. I get the 64, but it's crushed ice to the top.
Yeah.
I mean, as much ice as I can get. Because then it really lasts you almost like, the other day I had it, I got it on a little drive yesterday. I got it like at 9 o'clock. I was driving home at 3, still fine.
Still fine?
Really? Still fine.
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. I got some G2 Gatorade, low sugar.
Low sugar.
Low sugar.
Low calorie Gatorade.
Oh, you put Gatorade and not pop.
I did Gatorade. It's a little better than soda. I knew it was going to be a long day. Mm. A little bit better.
You have hydration there. Yes. Yep.
I get it. God, that lasts till 3 o'clock because it's styrofoam.
You know,
I've never done it.
And you know my passion.
Bill does love styrofoam.
Oh, man,
I kind of forgot about that passion for a while.
If there's anything that I might have been able to be like one of one is that. A complete love affair and passion for styrofoam.
I was really taken aback when you attack the notion of a hot dog and styrofoam at the Elks Club the other night.
Because usually it just comes like in a paper.
Almost like a coffee filter looking thing,
yeah,
but it's not.
Yeah,
it's the look of a filter.
Box like Cane's.
Yeah, yeah I've never seen that with the hot dog. No. But this was a hot dog bar, so that's why I got confused. This is high end.
Yeah.
Highbrow. Yes.
Well, it's Trevor.
Trevor, yes.
By the way, on the text line, two people, Aaron in Wilbur says he sees a guy in Dorchester ride his mower to get beer every single day from the bar.
That would be incredible also.
And you like get this, a DWI in a mower.
You probably
could. I think you can. You
certainly could.
Yeah, I have a buddy of mine got one in Kearney on a moped. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, that's a moped.
Mower, if you're driving the streets, that's...
You're driving the streets, yeah. It's, like, yeah,
it's not even license plate in that thing. Yeah. It's not even street legal, is it?
That's a good question.
It doesn't have a license, but how can it be street legal? But people ride in the streets.
But here,
it's a small town.
The interesting part of that is that even though it's not, I don't think in small town in Fullerton, if you're whipping down the road in your mower, no one's saying a word to you.
No.
No one's saying a word. Hey, you got to get a license on that. No, I'm just going over to my grandma's to mow a yard.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to say he's street legal.
Yeah.
Somebody says, I was in Auburn one time. Saw a man at Sonic in a mower ordering food from one of the stalls.
You're pushing it there.
It is. I saw something.
You're pushing it.
That's awesome.
And I thought, well, is this a Bill's Thrills or not? And I thought, I don't know if it can make it or not, but I saw one of the most incredible things in Holdridge. A lady's driving. She has her big truck, and she's driving like a horse trailer. Mm-hmm. And she's at a scooter's.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's parked off on this separate little parking area, and she's standing up at the drive-thru talking into the microphone. That was incredible. She's kind of bent over like I can just see her like that. I need to get an ice mocha.
Right in the munchie.
And I go, why wouldn't she just walk inside the
I don't
scooters?
Know.
But she didn't. She walked over and to the microphone and was making her order. And I'm at a stop. I'm watching. I was perplexed because I wanted to see her. I was here. Then walk around to the window.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But anytime you see someone at a drive-thru.
She walked in the drive-thru.
Standing up
you'll
in the
occasionally
drive-thru.
See
but that happens sometimes. Yeah. Usually these people have been drinking.
It's frowned upon.
Yeah, is it?
You're supposed to be in the car when you're in the drive-thru, not walking through the drive-thru.
Well, is it frowned upon?
Yes.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even. Like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I
wouldn't have guessed that.
It was interesting. But the thing was, I could tell right away, I saw the setup. She had a big truck and she was pulling horses. So
she was parked in the lot.
What's that? Yes.
Okay. Then she just got out.
She walked through the drive-through.
Because that's weird.
Yeah, very strange.
Very strange. But I also applauded it.
She couldn't have pulled her trailer around there.
But now, when you're just getting gas and the mower pulls up, and I kind of look over my truck like, and LC gets out, fills up, goes in, gets a soda, heads off.
The mower sound was good.
Yeah. That's a good mower sound. Very good.
How about this? I don't want to ask you to do the stoppage again. It was really, the stoppage was really strong. How it stopped.
Yeah.
Hey, now hold on. The frowned upon walking.
To walk through a drive-thru. Yes.
Who frowns upon it?
The drive-thru. The restaurant.
Is it? Do they?
Yes. There's signs that say you're not supposed to walk through the drive-thru. Like, there's signs up there generally. When you get in the drive-thru next time, it look for it. It would say no walking through the drive-thru. Like, in some form, there's a
sign.
All right,
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just never noticed that. I didn't think it was frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. Don't walk through the drive-thru. Frowned. But it's funny. It is funny.
It's frowned upon.
I love that one.
Frowned. That is
frown? What's that?
It's pretty good frown, Bill. Pretty good. That's Idle. It's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, somewhere run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show.
Don't frown like
custom
that.
Application included. Learn more at 738ag.com. Joey.
What if we did the whole show with like all three of us?
Frowned upon.
Everything's frowned upon.
Jake.
What else we do?
Jake.
What else it's we do, Jake?
Upon. Well, on Fridays after Idle Chit Chat, we tend to do something. What is that? Gentlemen, what do we do?
The call.
Roll call. Text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else today from the breakers do we want to hear?
I'd like to know this one. When you head in for your groceries, like that, list or no list?
I'm a
no list guy.
Two options.
I'm a no list guy. I go in and I have one thing in mind, but also I walk every aisle every time. And sometimes double. Sometimes I work the whole store and then work the whole store back, and I come back with random stuff like you would not imagine. All
now,
of a sudden,
where'd you find that?
How'd you get the Hormel? Bill, I see you have four cans of Hormel no bean chili. Didn't see that coming.
You went for four.
Didn't see that one coming.
No
got
bean
four.
Chili?
Not
yeah,
one.
No
bean
four.
Chili.
No bean chili. Hormel. Yeah.
You like no bean chili?
I do. I like it. It's straight sodium. Yeah. I don't know if it's a bowl of sodium.
I don't think of it that way.
But yeah.
It's protein.
And I always get something random from the deli, always too. I always get like a deli.
What would that be?
Like a deli meal. I'll get a deli meal.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I'll get something, and then I always peruse the bakery, just kind of like one of those, like, oh, man, if I just made a little more money, it'd be nice to get that.
Oh, come on.
Look at that big muffin.
Look at that big muffin. And they have, like, the six-pack of the double chocolate chip muffins.
Of course they do.
They're huge, and you look at that and go.
And you always consider it.
Like, you do. You stop, and you go.
You think about it.
There's a lot to consider in a store. Yeah. There is.
They're flying in. Here we go. Roll call. I can't keep up with them.
People are frowning upon our
Travis in Panama City Beach, age 55, no list when he walks into the store. Swift working out at the Genesis at 70th and A, no list. Firing from impulse, he says.
Yes, impulse buying's
impulse
the best.
Buying. Dennis in Lincoln, age 58, no list. That's a Lincoln listener. That's two in a row.
Two Lincoln listeners.
Two in a row from Lincoln.
Whoa.
Please send your pin.
Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 49, no list. Lou, age 80, in Orlando. No list.
No listers.
We got Eric and Hickman. That's close to Lincoln. Not quite. No list there. 57 years old. Chad and Kyle, Texas, age 53. No list.
Any under 50 list.
Yes. Chris is age 28, driving to Omaha today. No list when he's shopping.
Driving to Omaha.
This is all no list. Surprises me.
Sean and Eagle, age 61. List.
Okay.
First
okay.
list we've had so right. far. Will in Fullerton, age 42. No list. Makes me furious to have a list.
I agree.
Do you know him?
What's that?
Yeah, that's Reed. That's Will. That's Will from
Apply Connect. Connect. I've met him numerous times. I've spoken at an event there.
He chimes in every day.
He texts every day, and they're one of our biggest advertisers.
Yep. That'd there be could Will. Be another Will.
Reed from Des Moines, just wing it, no list. Marcus, age 34. And Valentine, no list. Justin and Hickman, age 37. I hold the list. My wife pushes the cart.
Okay.
Okay. They have a system.
Yep.
I like that.
Rod in South Lincoln. That's like four Lincoln people now off the bat here.
Awesome.
Always have a list, age 62. Tim in Phoenix, age 45, a mental list.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Okay. Well, everybody
Does that
has,
count?
I think mine is always, I go in for one or two items that I know I'm, okay, what do you got to get? I know when I go in, I've got to get this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes crazy.
See, now I'm like that, but I don't go crazy.
Yeah.
I might get a couple extra things, but four. It's always about four things I know what I got to get.
Les in Lincoln, age 73. List, you guys rock. Thank you, Les. Appreciate that. Kristen Fremont, age 49.
You guys rock. I love that one.
Exactly.
And by the way,
he had a comment.
You guys rock.
He had a comment. You guys rock. Thank you. Kristen Fremont, age 49. Me, no list, but wife list.
Yeah. I think women are more apt to have. Is it sexual?
Right.
Sexist?
Is it sexual?
They're sexist. Is it
sexual healing?
Is it sexist to say... Something's going on out here. Is it sexist to say
that's
I can't?
It's like Missing Tooth Greg, it appears to be.
Yeah. I don't think that is. That's a tolerant gentleman than Missing Tooth Greg.
Missing Tooth Greg.
Is it sexist to say that women make lists more than men? Is that sexist?
I don't think so.
I don't think that's
pretty accurate.
Yeah. Was that Missing Tooth Greg?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Pretty sure.
It looked like a taller.
I'm pretty sure it was him.
He should be free. He doesn't work anymore. He hasn't been here for a month.
He's coming in now. McSafety, age 75. And Cozad. No list. And I return for what I forgot to get.
Could you imagine you're going through Hy-Vee or wherever and you run into McSafety? Can you see him? I mean, can't you just see
You
him?
Want to run into
you
McSafety.
You run into McSafety. Always has his shirt tucked in.
Yep.
His shirt is always tucked
with
in.
With the belt.
With the belt.
Yep. He's probably.
He's very pleasant.
And he wears short pants.
T-shirt or not, it's tucked in.
And he does safety.
I can't even imagine him being unpleasant.
Yeah.
I can't. He's just pleasant.
Oh, also, he texts me on the passing lane thing. He goes, welcome to my problem. McSafety. He's safety. Yeah, he texted me.
That?
And I'll tell you what, yesterday.
Did he say, welcome to my problem?
Yes, I drove around some rural Nebraska yesterday. Like that, just kind of campaigning for my potential new
ambassador
position. But I'll tell you one thing.
That's a great idea.
The no passing lane, oh, man, it gets real. You can't wait to get out there just to see the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable when you see it.
Welcome to my
just some random guy.
Did Greg bring food, my team?
He's brought food. Chet, Nebraska City, no list. Buffet, an age 41. In Lincoln, list guy. Jane in Wahoo, age 59. Yes, list. John in Illinois, no list, but always forget something.
Yep.
Jack in Lincoln. It's like eight lists.
Nice.
That's pretty
good.
He's 50-50 on the shopping list.
50-50. Okay, all right.
This is a great one because it's a human condition.
When I go no list, there are several times I will text back to Laura, FYI, I'm here. What was I supposed to get?
I forgot.
I have to do this
instead.
Yes. I often have to do the picture thing. I take a picture. Is this what you want? It's excruciating to do that.
That is.
Because then you got to wait. You know, you're standing.
When someone tells you, hey, would you get the Rotel tomatoes, but they have to be a certain brand and do it. And you're like going, you're walking, you're like, what is this?
One.
I'm looking for kidney beans, but they got to be Swanson.
Exactly.
Yep. That's where you
and
go.
And find them.
Yeah,
no other brand will do this brand.
I have a meltdown.
I do too. Then then you take a picture. Is this brand okay? Then you got to wait.
Yeah, you got to wait. Yep, and you wait and you hope. Then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you knew I was at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Husker Mike in Waterloo,
100.
Pete in Chattanooga. Now, why would he
why
be listening
Pete,
to the show?
Why would he ever be listening?
I don't get it.
List: Jesse in Milford, Joel in Wisconsin, David and Lindy. No list. Chad in Ponder, Texas. Scotty in McCook. Tony in Fort Bragg. We have a million people there. Jay in Denver.
People are listening.
Kevin in Milwaukee. Wet Blankets with us. Ohio Husker.
WB.
Corey at Duncan. Matthew in Hickman. Kodiak Bear in Onawa. Not Manawa, but Onawa.
Onawa.
I know I'm familiar with Onawa.
What's the difference between Onawa and Manawa?
Onawa is more inland.
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 As we're in the middle of the country where everything's inland here.
It's a, it's,
you know what I mean.
Our entire state
it's not in the coastal part of Nebraska or Iowa.
No, it's Iowa. It's more inside Iowa.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ron and Lincoln, Derek in a car, Bob and Martell.
Martell, what a nice town that is.
We can't forget YouTube here. I missed a lot of people, but there's a million people texting in, so sorry, couldn't get to all you. Brandon in Manhattan, Kansas. Nels in Montana. Corey in Hastings. Genghis with us.
Gingis.
Thomas in the Philippines, age 73.
Any other countries?
I don't know yet. We lost our Panama listeners. I know where Doug and...
Panama! Remember Van Halen?
Yes.
Panama! What a great song.
Good riff, by the way.
BWD. Yeah. That was nice. Nathan and Friend, Michelle in Houston, David in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Not Arkansas.
Houston
Fayetteville,
means
Tennessee.
That I'm one step closer to you.
That's a great
one. A great song.
Scott in Quincy, Illinois. Sim in Thailand. So that's the Philippines and Thailand this morning. That is
a lot of humidity.
Call. Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Stop
Sarah.
By UC Sarah, the spirit animal of Lincoln today, just south of 48th and Holdridge. For a great night of bowling, karaoke, darts, and more.
Kegling.
Yeah.
Pool.
Pool. And EJ's Bar and Lounge, great food.
I thought you were signaling ironing. And ironing.
An iron there.
An ironing, ironing
iron
boards.
If you want to.
What if they did that? Set up ironing boards. You could bring your stuff in. In between games.
Not
or in between,
a terrible idea.
Not a terrible idea. What if... Oh, hey, time out. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bowling alley with a laundromat attached. Imagine,
not a great idea.
That'd be a great
idea.
All this, uh-oh. Sarah, think about
it. Since you're listening to this, Sarah.
That is an incredible idea.
Could you imagine that one?
Yeah, I can.
It's a race. Would be all Sarah or Lizito. Who's going to get it first?
Yeah, we'll do one. We'll do one more. I'll play another game. Like, hang on, though. I got stuff in the dryer.
Yeah, it's got 30 minutes to go, so let's get another lane.
He's going to get their line in.
Yeah, another line in.
Yes.
That is a very good idea.
That was the roll call. Thank you to Madsen.
So do we name? That's it. That's all listeners we have. We named.
We
off
have a,
everybody.
We have a lot. I just
so people.
Get to them
so
all.
There's people.
Some
that
left
text
out.
In, they
I
got
hope
left out.
There's people listening.
They're out there.
If you got left out, that's on Jake.
That's a me. Yeah, that's a me problem, not a you problem. Me
it's
problem.
Frowned upon.
It's frowned upon. That's a big one. That's frowned upon.
You're frowned.
We'll dive deeper on this in the show, but just a heads up. Big
what?
News yesterday. The SEC is going to 9 conference games next year.
Oh,
not that next year, 9 conference
I
games.
I can't wait to talk about it. Not only that, I said
brush over it.
I tell you what, they also did
what?
9 conference game and 1 power 4.
Yes,
they did the
take that Cignetti.
They did the ultimate flex. It was a remember because Cignetti said we're doing things SEC style, and they and Sankey came out and Sankey flexed on the world yesterday.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He was getting all the credit.
Yeah.
The presidents voted on it, but it was a Sankey push.
Yes.
Sankey gets a lot of credit for stuff.
So several things with this thing. But one thing it did do also, you'll also see within probably whatever weeks, whatever, it'll be announced very soon that the playoffs are going to 16 and it'll be the 5-11.
The
other one's out.
The day on the coffee.
The other one's out because that was the deal. It's kind of like, well, you guys don't play 8-9 games. We do. Well, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do 9 and we're gonna do one more power 4. How's that taste?
So what? What's the dynamic here? Everybody wants the 5-11, ACC, Big 12, SEC. The only one that wasn't on board was the Big 10.
That's right.
And remember, I went with a gigantic flip. Now I flipped all the way back again.
You're flopping.
Well, here's why.
You're a flip-flopper.
What did I want?
I don't know, but you're flopping.
I wanted more games. So, right.
So the
AQs made the playoff games so the top 6 teams were alive. Mm-hmm. They had play-in games.
So now
with the SEC adding 16 teams, so 8 more quality games.
Okay.
So now I'm getting quality games. And they're going to, and also, and every SEC team is going to play out of conference into a power 4. So now I'm getting quality games.
It's okay to flip flop on this issue. It is. I mean, I kind of did. I just did it internally. It was either one was flawed, and either one has good points. So 5 plus 11 is fine.
So now everyone's looking directly at the Big Ten. They're like going, so you guys not going to do another Power 4 team? You just
got your 9 conference games.
Got your 9 conference games. That's cool. You've been bragging that one up a lot, Petiti. What do you think about that? You want to – is it going to mandate everybody else to have – so you don't have to have the 3 cupcakes?
Petiti.
I mean, does Petiti just acquiesce to the 5 plus 11 now?
I believe that, yes. It's going to be a
about
done deal.
About half.
Because guarantee you, when they added the extra game – the one thing that wasn't going to happen was they weren't staying at 12. It wasn't staying. When the SEC said, hey, we're going to add basically two more games, two more quality games, this is what's going to happen. Now, a ton of the SEC played big out-of-conference games. They did. I mean, LSU's played somebody out-of-conference all the time.
They did it.
So they've done that part of it already. Now they just have the extra conference game. And also you're going to see 8-4 teams get in the playoffs.
I want to do something sometimes. We have to do this for the people that don't understand. 5 + 11 means what?
What's that?
5.
Conference championships. 1.
Highest-ranked conference champion.
Highest-ranked conference champion.
Right. Plus 11 at-larges.
11 at-larges. And the fifth one is the random, like the highest-ranked non. So like Boise State this year. So they have that one. Then they have – And I was, remember we talked about, the committee's going to jack this whole, it's really hard. How do you select it? Well, at the same time, everything is so uneven. Mm-hmm. So the chance to get your best teams is through a selection process. Because in the NFL, you have 32 teams, but they all have the same rules. Mm-hmm. They all have the same, it's not the same. You can't compare Wake Forest to Ohio State. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen. The other one, the greatest thing about this deal with the SEC, not even close. And Jim Phillips with the ACC, your thoughts? We're good. We're good. We'll stay right here at 8.
No.
Just like I
not
that,
gonna be Jim.
That was
sorry,
like,
buddy.
That was a wow. That was a wow. And we're good. We'll stay right here at 8.
They won't, will they?
He said it. He goes, it wasn't like, we'll take a look at this. He goes, we're good at 8.
Mm. That's an island you don't want to be on, Mr.
Island, Jim. That is an island of right away. I'm like going, this is, no.
Frowned upon.
Frowned upon island, Jim.
Yeah, frowned upon hard. Now, I don't know if the Big 12 initially now will go, hey, we also have to, they only have the 9. They don't have the mandatory plus 1
There'll
to a power.
There'll be some ripples that come from this.
But when everyone starts, when the SEC starts reaching out, they'll be reaching out to Big 12 teams. And what I love about it, too, it's not 2029. Mm-hmm. It's next year. Yeah,
2026.
Mm-hmm. Sankey.
Right away.
Sankey is he's Conor McGregor walking around.
Oh God!
Oh yeah, he's walking around. He's Conor McGregor walking around the SEC office, and
hopefully not and like totally.
Garth Blissman is clapping as he walks by his office.
You're the man, Greg.
You're the man, Greg.
I get what you're saying, though.
So,
we can talk about.
We'll have more of that later on the show too. But before we get to break, though, if you are hungry this morning for breakfast, brunch, or lunch, a place you might stop in downtown Lincoln is where, Bill?
The Bird.
Early Bird.
Bird is the word.
French toast, pancakes, breakfast tacos, a variety of burritos, chicken fried steak, which is smothered.
Wow.
The eyes went up.
Wow, that was demented.
Yeah.
That's what I am sometimes. And who could forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Oh, that was... This had a religious tone to it. Hash holes.
Three different uses.
Changed it up a little bit. Yeah.
They open 5 minutes to go, open until 2 o'clock. Every single day,
in the
7 days a week. Stop by Early Bird, 19th and K.
If we had a
today. Do you say 7 days a week?
Every day.
Really?
Every day they're open, 6:30
a.m. I don't think you get many restaurants that are... That
there's some that close up.
Well, Filmings
close on Monday and Tuesday.
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Yep. You're right. You're right. There are some that do.
They are. When we come back,
Jamie
Aging Gracefully is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.